Chapter 3, Anatomy of Cells, Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Functional Anatomy of Cells. A typical cell, also known as a composite cell, is microscopic and can vary in size, structure, and function. Common structures found in the cell include 1. The plasma membrane, which separates the cell from its surrounding environment. 2. The cytoplasm, a thick, gel-like substance inside the cell, composed of numerous organelles suspended in the watery cytosol. Each type of organelle in the cytoplasm is suited to perform particular functions. 3. The nucleus, which is the large, membranous structure near the center of the cell. Cell membranes. Each cell contains a variety of membranes, including the plasma membrane, which is the outer boundary of the cell, as well as membranous organelles, which are sacs and canals made of the same material as the plasma membrane. The fluid mosaic model is the best theory for understanding how cell membranes are constructed. There are 3 key features to this model. 1. Molecules of the cell membrane are arranged in a sheet. 2. The mosaic of molecules is fluid, that is, the molecules are able to float around slowly. 3. This model illustrates that the molecules of the cell membrane form a continuous sheet. Chemical attractions are the forces that hold membranes together. Groupings of membrane molecules form rafts that float as a unit in the membrane. These rafts may pinch inward to bring material into the cell or organelle. The primary structure of a cell membrane is a double layer of the phospholipid molecules, in which the heads are hydrophilic, water-loving, and the tails are hydrophobic, water-fearing. Because of these properties, the phospholipid molecules arrange themselves into bilayers in water. Cholesterol molecules are scattered among the phospholipids to allow the membrane to function properly at body temperature. Most of the bilayer is hydrophobic. Therefore, water or water-soluble molecules do not pass through easily. A cell controls what moves through the membrane by means of membrane proteins embedded in the phospholipid bilayer. Some membrane proteins have carbohydrates attached to them, and as a result, form glycoproteins that act as identification markers. Some membrane proteins are receptors that react to specific chemicals, sometimes permitting a process called signal transduction. Cytoplasm and organelles. The cytoplasm of the cell is a gel-like internal substance that includes many organelles suspended in watery intracellular fluid called cytosol. There are 2 major groups of organelles. Membranous organelles, which are sacs or canals made of cell membranes, and non-membranous organelles, which are made of microscopic filaments or other non-membranous materials. The endoplasmic reticulum is just one of the many important organelles within the cell. It consists of membranous-walled canals and flat, curving sacs arranged in parallel rows throughout the cytoplasm. Proteins are able to move through the canals. The endoplasmic reticulum extends from the plasma membrane to the nucleus. There are 2 types of endoplasmic reticulum, rough and smooth. Rough endoplasmic reticulum contains ribosomes, which dot the outer surface of the membranous walls. These ribosomes synthesize proteins, which move towards the Golgi apparatus and then eventually leave the cell. The function of the rough endoplasmic reticulum is twofold: protein synthesis and intracellular transportation. Smooth endoplasmic reticulum does not have ribosomes bordering the membranous wall. The functions of the smooth endoplasmic reticulum are less well established and probably more varied than for the rough endoplasmic reticulum. What is known is that the smooth endoplasmic reticulum synthesizes certain lipids and carbohydrates and creates membranes for use throughout the cell. In addition, it removes and stores calcium ions from the cell's interior. Other organelles important in this cell are the aforementioned ribosomes. Many are attached to the rough endoplasmic reticulum while some lie free, scattered throughout the cytoplasm. Each ribosome is a non-membranous structure made of two pieces, a large subunit and a small subunit. Each subunit is composed of rRNA and protein. Ribosomes in the endoplasmic reticulum make proteins for export or to be embedded in the plasma membrane. Free ribosomes make proteins for the cell's domestic use. The Golgi apparatus is a membranous organelle consisting of cisternae stacked on one another and located near the nucleus. This organelle processes protein molecules from the endoplasmic reticulum. These processed proteins leave the final cisterna in a vesicle, whose contents may then be secreted to outside of the cell. Lysosomes are organelles made of microscopic membranous sacs that have pinched off from the Golgi apparatus. Lysosomes are the cell's own digestive system, in that they contain enzymes that digest the protein structure of defective cell parts, including plasma membrane proteins and particles that have become trapped in the cell. Proteasomes are hollow protein cylinders found throughout the cytoplasm. They break down abnormal and misfolded proteins, as well as normal proteins no longer needed by the cell. It is important to dispose of these unneeded proteins because they can cause disease. They break down protein molecules one at a time by tagging each one with a chain of ubiquitin molecules, unfolding it as it enters the proteasome, and then breaking apart peptide bonds. Peroxisomes are small, membranous sacs containing enzymes that detoxify harmful substances that enter the cells. They are often seen in kidney and liver cells. One of the most important organelles is the mitochondrion. It is made up of microscopic sacs with walls composed of inner and outer membranes separated by fluid. Thousands of particles make up the enzymes attached to both membranes. Considered the power plants of cells, the enzymes of the mitochondria catalyze a series of oxidation reactions that provide about 95% of a cell's energy supply. Each mitochondrion has a DNA molecule, which allows it to produce its own enzymes and replicate copies of itself. Nucleus. The nucleus is the spherical body in the center of the cell, which is enclosed by an envelope with many pores. The structure of the nucleus consists of a nuclear envelope surrounding nucleoplasm that is composed of two membranes, each with essentially the same molecular structure as the plasma membrane. The nuclear envelope has holes called nuclear pores. Nuclear pore complexes are elaborate gateways into and out of the nucleus. Importantly, the nucleus contains the DNA, which are the molecules of heredity. DNA may appear as chromatin threads or granules in non-dividing cells, or as chromosomes in early stages of cell division. The function of the nucleus is to support the functions of DNA molecules. DNA determines both the structure and function of cells in heredity. Cytoskeleton. The cell's internal supporting framework is the cytoskeleton, made up of rigid, rod-like pieces that provide support and allow movement and mechanisms that can move the cell or its parts. There are a variety of cell fibers within the cytoskeleton. These cell fibers are intricately arranged fibers of varying length that form a three-dimensional, irregularly shaped lattice. These fibers appear to support the endoplasmic reticulum, mitochondria, and free ribosomes. The smallest cell fibers are microfilaments, which serve as cellular muscles. They are made of thin, twisted strands of protein molecules that lie parallel to the long axis of the cell. Furthermore, microfilaments can slide past each other and cause shortening of the cell. Intermediate filaments are twisted protein strands slightly thicker than microfilaments. They form much of the supporting framework in many types of cells. Microtubules are tiny, hollow tubes that are the thickest of the cell fibers. They are made of protein subunits arranged in a spiral fashion and function to move things around inside the cell. The centrosome is an area of the cytoplasm near the nucleus that coordinates the building and breaking apart of microtubules in the cell. It is a non-membranous structure that is also called the microtubule organizing center. The centrosome plays an important role during cell division. the general location of the centrosome is identified by the centrioles. Motor proteins are molecular motors that include dynein, myosin, and kinesin. Molecular motors can pull larger structures along microtubules and microfilaments, as if along a track, thereby providing intracellular transport and movement of the entire cell. The cytoskeleton forms projections that extend the plasma membrane outward to form tiny finger-like processes. There are a few types of these extensions, each with its own specific function. Microvilli are found in epithelial cells that line the intestines and other areas where absorption is important. They help increase the surface area manifold. Cilia and flagella are cell processes that have cylinders made of microtubules and molecular motors at their core. Cilia are shorter and more numerous than flagella, with coordinated oar-like movements that brush material past the cell's surface. Flagella, on the other hand, are found only on human sperm cells and move with a whip-like action that propels the sperm cell forward. Cell connections. Cells are held together by fibrous nets that surround groups of cells or cells that have direct connections to each other. There are three types of direct cell connections. 1. Desmosomes contain fibers on their outer surface which interlock with each other. They are anchored internally by intermediate filaments of the cytoskeleton. Spot desmosomes are like spot welds at various points, connecting adjacent membranes. Belt desmosomes encircle the entire cell. 2. Gap junctions are formed when membrane channels of adjacent plasma membranes adhere to each other. These junctions both form gaps or tunnels that join the cytoplasm of two cells and fuse two plasma membranes into a single structure. 3. Tight junctions occur in cells that are joined by collars of tightly fused material. Because of this, molecules cannot permeate the cracks of tight junctions. They occur in the lining of the intestines and other parts of the body where it is important to control what gets through a sheet of cells.